Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
You ever wish that Jesus would just come now? Yeah. Yeah. I've sang that song in desperation, and I've sang that song in pure joy. I've been on both sides of the coin. And I remember when I was praying and wishing for Jesus just to take me home. You know, this life is just too hard. You ever been there? Yeah. Meanwhile, when you're speaking that or thinking that, first it starts as a thought, you know, just, Lord, I've had enough. Get me out of here. I'm not strong enough to go through what's coming. Can't you just take me home? It starts as a little thought, and then you voice it. And then you hope, and you wait, and another day comes and goes. And then one day, the Holy Spirit says, is that what I have for you? You going to let the enemy win? You want to leave before you finish the race? I'm like, whoa, I didn't realize it. I'm so sorry, I repent. I take back every word I spoke. I'll contend. I'll finish the race that you put before me, and I'll do it joyfully, even though I don't feel like doing it joyfully. I know there's people in the room right now that are going through this same battle, and my job is to expose the lies of the enemy and help us walk in truth and victory. And there's nothing that the enemy wants more than you to throw the towel in. Throw the towel in. There's never going to change. It's never going to get better. And it gets easy to start to resist that fight inside of us that the Holy Ghost put in us, because we're tired, we're weary, we've been in a battle for just seems too long. We're believing for our healing or our breakthrough or our spouse or our son or our daughter to come back to the Lord, or, you know, we're believing for the promises that God said. But, you know, that scripture, hope deferred makes the heart sick. And I've been through there, you know, I've been through the hope deferred, and I laid in that bed for so many years. And by faith, I believed his word that the promises are true. But as you're in a trial, things start to wear on you in the natural. I mean, that's the nature of the natural realm. That's the design of the fallen nature. And you know, I'm feeling like a shaking in the spirit right now, all of us. I'm shaking us by the Holy Ghost. Come on, one more day. Come on, one more. One more prayer. Come on, one more believing.
Second part of the verse.
I'm going to get to it.
Desire fulfilled is a tree of life.
Yeah.
That's the second part of the verse.
Absolutely. You're pre-preaching me. Okay, we're done. That's it in a nutshell. Yeah. It's true. Yeah, but you know what? People are still in denial of that they are not in faith. They're, you know, the thing is some people, they've been taught, if you just believe long enough or hang on tight enough, that the breakthrough comes. But it doesn't come through thinking. It comes through releasing. It comes from releasing our desire to hold on to the situation in the natural, whether it's a dream or a promise or whatever it is. There has to be full surrender in everything. And when we fully surrender that Jesus is Lord over every situation, he has our back, he knows what's best for us, then hope comes forward. And it is a spring of life. It's the tree of life. And it's planted by flowing water, not stale water, not stagnant water, not a pond, not an eek. It is flowing rivers of water. And that's the desire of God. And I have seen him, because I've seen him pick people up that were in hope deferred, just hanging on the bank, just, you know, half dead. I've seen him because of what Jesus did, I've seen him resurrect people, like just supernaturally resurrect them with the spirit of hope and the spirit of the living God, which is hope, and boom, there's a breakthrough. And I don't know how it works. I don't understand it. You know, I have prayed in faith. I have spoke the scriptures. I have believed God, but yet things didn't manifest yet. Yet. And the yet is what gets us in trouble, because that's the hook to the enemy, to our soulish realm, where he wants to keep us. We have to keep speaking life over our life and over the promises of God. Now, our promises and God's promises often are two different things. We tend to filter through selfishness of what we think or want to happen. And that's the carnal nature, and that's just the way the world is designed. But we are supernatural beings. We have been set apart. We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, the earthly realm, and translated into the kingdom of light. And we have light in us that if we could see the brightness of the light of God in us, the enemies would flee. We would walk victoriously. We would speak to that mountain, and we would see it crumble. We would see the fig tree wither. God has already done everything for us, and he's believing for us to speak it. But because of the fall, back in the garden, back in the day when Adam was created, Eve was created, God breathed his own DNA into Adam. We have that DNA nature. It's just we have to be translated out of the flesh and into the supernatural realm. And as I've been praying and meditating today, I've been thinking upon the garden when Eve was tempted, you know, to taste the fruit. And when she succumbed to the lie, two things happened at that moment. One, well, a lot happened at that moment, but one thing I'm going to share is she lost the ability, and so did Adam, because they disobeyed the word, God. Because of disobedience, they ate from the tree, which activated in the natural a fallen system. And because of the fallen system, things got created that weren't supposed to be created in the earth. If we would have stayed in the garden nature, garden state, we'd be walking full of his glory. People would see his glory through us. We would be in perfect harmony and perfect peace. But there was division at that time, and people are still living in division at this time based on those decisions at that time. And so we look around in the world and we see tragedy. We see people, why don't you understand? How can you be like this? What is up with you? You know, families divided over, you know, policies and politics and religion and lack of religion and whatever, all kinds of stuff. Division came from the one act in the garden state. So let's go back to that one act and wise up to what really is available for us today. See, we are like this. We are being puppeted by the enemy. The war is bigger than United States versus Europe or Israel or your neighborhood versus that neighborhood or politics, left or right. The war is bigger than that. Those are little foxes to spoil the vine. Those are the distractions to keep you in the state of the flesh. God is calling us to come up higher. And I'm pre-preaching because he actually gave me a word and I'm going to read it to you. But we have to recognize we need to find our way back into the garden state. It is possible because of what Jesus did for us. Through the death and resurrection and the blood that he applied at the mercy seat, we have full redemption from everything that was lost and stolen and broken and taken. But it doesn't just happen naturally. Just like salvation doesn't just happen naturally. There has to be a stirring and a desire. And God even took care of that. He put in every one of us a desire to know him. That's part of the DNA. It'll never be lost. But people yet are lost. So through trickery, deception, all kinds of crazy stuff, man has been held captive in the earth realm. And that's the desire of the enemy, the ultimate desire of Satan and his agents. Now, when I was in Grand Junction, no, when I was in Golden, it was the end of the conference, and I don't know if it was the last night or during the day. They all blend together when you've been on the road that long. But this was right after the Charlie Kirk assassination, you know, and it was shocking when we got the news, and devastating and surreal. And I'm like, Lord, what's going on? You know, what's really going on? Because it's so easy to get caught in the media. And I stayed back and I asked him questions, and I would see people that would come and go, and some would be just devastated and undone because of what happened, and others, it took the sting, but they kept on marching for Jesus. And some are clueless, some don't care, and it's not my job to judge any of them. But this is what the Lord said: come up higher. My people look too much at the situation in front of them. It used to be just what they saw up close. Now the media feeds images and opinions 24/7. Zero into me. I have so much for you to see. The good in me will flow into you, and you will see the victory. The cross, the garden, one in me. Come to the fountain of blood, pure resurrection of garden state. No scales, no weights and balances, perfect unity. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, one with me. Now, this came to me when Holly was on the keyboard. My eyes were closed and I'm writing it out, and I thought it was a word for me. And I didn't plan on sharing it. And I thought, oh, I'm going to go into this or study it or get the revelation on it. And it's for later because I'm in the middle of a service. And when I got up to do the announcements, it came out. And sometimes things like that happen because it's a word in the spirit, not the knowledge of the head. And so there's a couple things that I want to share on this. Everything in the natural is fake. Everything. We're here for one purpose, and that's to serve Jesus Christ, to worship him and love him. Everything else falls after that, comes after that. We get so caught up in, do I have enough money in my bank account? Do I have enough likes on Facebook? Do I have enough resources to cover all my needs, or retirement or whatever? Listen, Jesus Christ is my provider. I have lived in poverty and I have lived in riches, and none of it matters. None of it matters. None of it matters. He is my source. He will always take care of me because I am wholly his. Now, there's a lot of people in here who are not wholly his, and you're struggling. And I am not pointing fingers, but I'm going to show you the way to victory. And I'm going to show you this because I came through it, and I am on the other side. I am on the other side. I am a tree of life. I've come through hope deferred. I laid there for a long time as things unraveled and fell apart because I had so much wrong order, and I built my own little empire with my own little plans and my own little desires. And then I met Jesus Christ, and I realized everything was counterfeit and fake, and I said, I only want you. Now, when you say that, and when you do the prayer that you're going to die to your own desires and you only want to live for him and his glory and his kingdom, everything's going to shake. And some of you are in the shaking right now. And recognize it as, it's good. Shaking is good. Because what happens, one of the byproducts of that is you grow so close to the Holy Ghost that he leads and guides you in all truth all the time. Because your life depends on it. We need to live as though our life depends on it. In America, we are fat and comfortable with our surroundings, the way things are, And I'm telling you something, things are shaking. Now, is God shaking it? Or is the enemy shaking it? Or did your prayers shake it? Either any of them. We welcome Holy Spirit. He leads and guides us in all truth. The struggle is the flesh and spirit. I do believe, but help me with my unbelief. I can't tell you how many times I've prayed that prayer. I want to believe, Lord, but I'm just a little messed up and I don't have any faith at all. Will you help me? And he'll give me something to say. Or if I can't hear him, maybe it's so bad, I'm so backslid, I can't hear him anymore. I'm so in the world and I don't understand, running too fast. Lord, what happened? Where are you? Help me find back to the center of you. He always rewards those who diligently seek him, when we seek him with all our heart. Now, I have sought him for years with a half a heart and still found my way in him. Now I'm all in. I wasn't in the beginning because I didn't know him. I know him now. And everything on this earth is junk compared to the knowledge of him and his glory. There is a redemption, there is a resurrection that we are on the cusp of, friends. This what's in the spirit right now, you've got several choices. One, pay attention to the feeds on your networks and decide whose camp you're going to be in. Two, Lord, I'm going after you with everything I have. I realize that this time is just a vapor. I want to spend my time knowing you. What do you say about my day today? Another choice is going after the pleasures of the flesh. I know many people who have chased the American dream, became very wealthy and very successful, and I think, Yet I know people that are so evil. And they steal and they cheat and they manipulate and take advantage of people. And I think, why doesn't God strike them dead? Because of his mercy. Because of the love. Because he knows who they are deep inside. And I have seen people choose life and I have seen people choose death. And what ended up happening to the ones that chose death, the flesh, death of the flesh, I ended up weeping for their salvation instead of, how come they get this and that and that? Listen, it's really one choice. Every day, are we going to choose him? Are we going to recognize him? Are we going to ride together with him, step in step through the pathway of life here on earth until we cross over? God is cheering us on. He knows what's happening in this earth. He told us in his word what's going to happen. And if you think this is going to shake you, listen. Think of Sodom and Gomorrah. What was going on there? We see some of it. We've seen some of it now. But I think it was a lot worse back then. It's just opening up now. There's birth pains. The earth is in travail because it wants redemption. It was designed for good. There's blood that has been sacrificed into the earth. The blood speaks. Whether it's a foul demon or a glorious martyr, the blood is speaking. God hears the heartbeat of every aborted child, every murder, every execution, every suicide. He hears the last cry before eternity takes them. And whether it be heaven or hell, paradise or Hades. Let's not get caught up on the religious lingo. We know there's only two places. Too often we get caught up in, Dean, what's the address on that? I'll tell you the address, right in here. It's called the Holy Ghost. It's written on my heart. It's a living relationship. The enemy has tried to keep us bound, gagged, impotent, not effective for the true gospel message of love. Salvation comes after love. We had it backwards. We're going after to get those souls saved. By golly, we're going to shake them into the kingdom, whether they like it or not. We'll pay their way. We'll give them a free coffee mug if they say the sinner's prayer. Love is what captivates a broken soul. Love is what motivates somebody to say, yes. Zero into me. I have so much for you to see. We look around in the spirit realm and we watch the victory. We look around in the spirit realm and we watch the satanic attacks being set up and strategies released. Are you looking in the spirit or are you still in the flesh? Witchcraft is the fastest growing religion right now in the United States, and yet most Christians don't believe in it. There isn't a day that goes by that there isn't a sacrifice on some church or pastor's yard. I've seen it. We don't talk about it. I've been through some stuff. We have to grow in relationship. Many worry about their stock portfolio and they check it every day. Have you checked the heartbeat of God today? Everything's going to burn up. Now, I'm not saying don't steward wealth. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying be poor. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying be an ambassador for Jesus Christ. You don't have an opinion. You speak his word in season. When he tells you to release something, you release it. If he gives you resources, you steward them and you apply them liberally wherever he tells you. You cannot outgive God, and he loves generous givers. Poverty is not part of the blessings of God. It is part of the curse. Ooh, this is tough. I just came out for a split second. I'm going back in. You're scaring me, Lori. This is a kingdom principle right here. The good in me will flow into you, and you will see the victory. When you're zeroed into him, and he shows you all the stuff, you start to manifest the stuff. But if you're zeroed into Facebook and the media and the news and all the what-ifs and the prepping and the whatever else is going on, you reap what you sow. I want to reap the blessings of God. I want to reap God. I want to look in the mirror and get freaked out because his glory is so strong, I'm blinded by it. Now, I'm not chasing after his glory. You don't have to. You spend time in his presence and the glory comes. You spend time in his presence, your healing comes. You spend time in his presence, miracles happen. Faint not, my friends, faint not. We can listen to a teaching. We can take notes. We can practice it. But be careful you're not in the flesh. Because the flesh profits nothing. How do we get ourselves dialed into the Spirit? Well, the first thing is you got to be born of the Spirit. You have to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, I don't like that Holy Ghost stuff. I know, but God does. God sowed the Holy Spirit. He sent the Comforter to comfort us. Who needs comforting right now? I do. I need comforting every day. Who needs a spirit of truth? I do. There's so much, I almost swore, bull junkie out there. People don't even recognize truth anymore. Discernment. We need to exercise discernment. Listen, we're in a time we're actually being programmed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go there, but we're going there. And if you don't have discernment, you're not going to know you're being programmed. There are things that have been told to us that are all lies. And yet we judge the ones that don't believe the lies. Ooh! Garden State, my friend. Let's go back to the Garden State before the fall. There was no judging because everything was perfect. Let's go back into the perfect state of the glorious King. Do you know that God had to invent weights and measures, the scale, because of corruption? There was none of that before. After the fall, that came. Think about that for a second. You know why it came? Because Adam and Eve said, "What's in it for me?" When they said, "What's in it for me?" everything changed. Everything changed. Because before the fall, what's in it for you? Because when I'm looking at you, I see me, because we're one, because I'm created in your image. The glorious King gave the kingdom, the garden, to his beloved Adam and Eve. He walked with them and talked with them in the cool of the night, cool of the day. How cool is that? That's available for every one of us because of the seed. When Jesus came back as a man, born of a man, he had to do it in the flesh to overcome the flesh, and he did it. He bought the keys back from hell because he tricked the devil. So tricking the devil's a good thing. God likes to trick the devil. And you think things are bad? No, he's going to trick the devil again. Look what he did with Charlie Kirk. He tricked him. There's millions of people who are coming to the Lord because of what the devil tried to do. He overplayed his card again. Again. So we're seeing salvations. Do you remember us talking about this years ago? Be ready for the transgenders that come through the door. Do you remember that? The Lord reminded me of that today. We need to get ready and get rid of our judgment. You look a little weird. And that person's going, well, so do you. Let's see the glory of God in every one of us. Let's see who God created us to be. Listen, weren't you lost once? And when you got found, wasn't that the greatest day of your life? That opportunity is waiting for every lost person out there who bought the lie of deception that you once ate from also. Meanwhile, the enemy wants to keep us divided. Oh, left versus right. Oh, gays versus straight. Oh, church Christian versus Catholic. Oh, you know, Lutheran versus... Listen, I don't think any of us have it right. We're so quick to call out, you know, the Pope and, you know, the Lutherans. And what about the love of Jesus flowing through the people that are trying to find him? We have to be careful we don't cut off our hand to save an opinion. I'm telling you. We are going to be in awe because all of us think we're right. We're not. We are so low level of what Jesus wants us to walk into. And this isn't condemnation. This is come up higher. Come up higher. He's wooing me like he's wooing you. He's speaking to you like he's speaking to me. He's given you something, kind of like a carrot, to go after. But are you too busy? Will you do it later? Are you too tired? Do you not understand? Ding, 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 all of them. We have to guard the treasures that are in the heavenly places because the enemy doesn't want us to have them. Once we taste them or grab them or get them or understand them, boom, resurrection power in a new area of our life. One step closer to garden state. We're going backwards into the garden of paradise. It's paradise, guys. Paradise. This side, we can go there. It's possible for every one of us. Well, I thought it has to be, you know, after Jesus comes back and every knee bows. No, it's now, friends. It's now. My heart's desire, I want to be in the garden with Jesus. I want to spend time being mentored by the Holy Spirit. I want Father God to let me hold his two fingers. And I want to walk with him and talk with him and be loved by him. And those are all now. That's not from when I cross over. This is now. On earth as it is in heaven, Jesus only did what he saw his Father in heaven doing. Translation. Ooh, we're going there. I didn't think we were gonna. You guys are. Did you say hurry up? Oh. It's like fine wine. I don't know what that tastes like, but I've heard you can't rush fine wine. How about you can't rush water turn into ice? That's what I can relate to. You can't make it go any faster. Here's the thing. There's people in here whose desire is for breakthrough. I'm telling you, breakthrough is knocking at you right now. It's not earned. It's not deserved. It's like, for whosoever will. Lord, I will pursue you with all my heart. Open up the ancient doorways, the ancient gateways. Those are in me that you put in me. And let me see the King of Glory. Let me walk in the realms of glory so I can understand how the kingdom of God operates. Let me walk down the streets in paradise. Let me walk in the heavenly realms and understand time and seasons. Help me understand what's a work of the flesh in me and what's the walk of the Spirit in you. Help me divide and conquer and master my flesh. Let me be so strong by your Spirit that I see your glory and I release your glory and healings and transformations and miracles and breakthroughs just happen because that's who you are. Every one of us are kingdom walkers. Take us higher tonight, Jesus. Open up the realms of your glory. Let us see into eternity. Let us walk as Adam and Eve did in the cool of the day. Let us walk with you in a way where we're supernaturally supernatural as we live on earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I got to take a little drink of water. How are we doing on time?
Great.
Go ahead, Kim.
Okay, so just in the garden, when Adam and Eve ate from the tree, it was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And just all night, as you've been preaching, it's been like there's revelation to be grabbed by everyone in the room. Like you can grab a hold of this revelation and it'll like spin your life like fast forward in the walk of the Spirit. Because whenever you have an opinion, you have to have a knowledge of good and evil. Whenever you decide to plan your life or like, if you get the revelation of the tree of knowledge of good and evil that Adam and Eve ate from, it'll propel you into the walk of the Spirit every time you ponder it, every time you think on that.
Because the tree is actually carnal. If you think about it, it was designed to bring them down a bazillion notches out of his glory. So when we think we know, we know not. Yeah, yeah. Anybody else? Go ahead, John. Oh, wait, John.
First of all, you got to acknowledge that that's possible for us to go in, to the realms of glory. And we need to ask. Unless we ask to go in, the Holy Spirit's just been waiting for us to ask. And if we know that we can do that before we get to heaven, why not ask? Show me.
Yeah.
Bring me in. Holy Spirit, take me around. I want to walk with you. I want to see the realms of glory.
Yeah. Knock, knock, knock. Jesus, let me in. Come on. Anybody else? Go ahead, Kim. Wait.
This is just a small thing, but it seems really simple in my head, but I woke on 9/8 of this month to the words, the building blocks for tomorrow are in God's word.
Mm, that's good.
And so, I mean, it's simple. It's like, oh, that's obvious, but he spoke that to me. So I'm like, okay, the building blocks for tomorrow are in God's word. And if anyone gets any revelation on something deeper in that, but I just thought that was really like pivotal, because a couple days later, our whole world shifted.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So the Lord used to say to me, frame your world with my word. And I'd be like, what do you mean? You know, but it's scriptures. And when you find those life scriptures and you apply them, it's like a building in the Spirit, a structure in the Spirit. It's your home and your call and your destiny. And it just gets built in the Spirit when you meditate. You get the word and then you meditate on it. And so I kind of think that's what he's saying to you. Yeah. Yeah. What else? Anybody? Dave's hitting. Well, kids in the back row. Dave, did you have something? Amen. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. You can download more messages at our store from Spirit of God. worldwide.com